I still remember the day I met you. It was the best day of my life. You were the type of kid who was always nervous around girls and even more nervous around monsters. You were the perfect target for Cheshire Cat. For me. The first day was fun, calling you things like nerd, tiny, and my personal favorite, boy. When you first heard these words, you responded in a high-pitched voice and tried to defend yourself. But at the end of the first day, I decided that I loved your reactions, and that there was one thing that I wanted to try. Good boy. In my experience, most men living somewhere that monsters live cause them to be more receptive to trigger words. I think that the exposure of demonic energy causes certain changes mentally as men grow and develop. Whatever the reason, he reacted by blushing and looking up at me as if to ask me what I meant, but being unable to form the words. That was the first time I grinned at you. My mother says that most people love the grin. My father says it's a mixture of cute and pure nightmare fuel. I think what my mother meant was that she loved the way people reacted towards my grin. The next few weeks, I made sure you knew what I was capable of. My favorite trick was approaching you from the front and saying something that would cause you to look down and teleport behind you. You would look to see where I was, and I would tap your shoulder, causing you to look. You learned really fast that there was no hope of finding me once I did that. This carried on for a few months until I dared to enter your home. I still remember the first time you saw me. You were opening a box only to find my head looking up at you. Personally, I always thought that one was a little cruel. I almost broke character trying my best not to be too gentle, but also not too cruel. I like to tease, not make people traumatized. And that was also the first time I really felt your skin. I used a tone that was like a sibling telling their sibling that an injury wasn't bad enough to tell on them. I wanted to hold you and tell you that I was sorry, but you weren't ready for that yet. After that day, I felt something that I hadn't ever felt before. I wanted to feel your warmth. I wanted you for myself. And even though I'm only 1 year older than you, the law was very clear about how a monster should approach a guy in my situation. But that was no fun. Luckily, being the daughter of a Cheshire Cat and being a Cheshire Cat, I found myself a loophole. I waited for a long enough time to enact my master plan. It had been a few years since we'd met, and you had gone through every stage of grief and barely paid attention to anything besides my grin, which caused you to shiver. There was a time you suffered from nightmares, and it hurt me to see you like that. The only thing that had the right to tease and bully you was me, not some emo centaur. I figured that if you weren't awake, I didn't have to keep up the act. So, when I lied down, I wasn't afraid to hold you close. I wanted to cuddle you from the front, but I didn't want to be seen if you suddenly woke. Your nightmares, though, they quickly became a thing of the past. The reason that I'm surprised you figured it out was because it wasn't hard to figure out, and I figured that if you hadn't have learned by the time you were of age, you would have never known. You might think that I started not that long ago based on the fur and the hair, but I stopped cleaning those up then. I wanted you to know. It was so hard to stop myself from just throwing myself on you and holding you close. Because everything about you is perfect. Your scent, your warmth, and even your taste when I gently kiss your neck. Surely you figured I had a crush on you. It's common knowledge that a Cheshire Cat does this to the man she wants. I mean, why else would I have been in your house in the first place? As time went on, more of my pranks turned into things to get you into bed. Turning off the power, manipulating the light to seem like it's later, and even turning your alarms off when I knew there was something you had to do. Waiting for the night to fall was torture. You might have also noticed the lack of bullies in school, besides me. Remember when I said the only one who could do that was me? I made sure everyone knew that. I wasn't going to let some college jocks bully you out of taking your classes and succeeding. If someone so much as laid a hand on you, I would have made a Shoggoth's abilities look like a children's party magician. I didn't want you to struggle any more than you had to, and if you were distracted from school, you would have spent more time on homework and went to bed later, causing me to have to wait longer to wrap my arms around you, and I couldn't have that. Last year, I graduated, and I couldn't even see you during the day. The principal is a Lilim, so there was no way I was using magic to get in. It was one of the worst years of my life. Not only was it boring, I also worried about you constantly. And there were times that I just wanted to drop the act, but I couldn't. I had waited too long, and I couldn't legally touch you through the age loophole, but I was too nervous to use it. If you didn't notice, I became less aggressive over the past year. There was a time that I stopped altogether, but when I saw you entering a room being disappointed when I wasn't there, I couldn't hold myself back. I think I broke down when you opened that box that you hadn't opened since the first time you saw me in the house. It was almost like you wanted me to bully you. Any other monster would call you weird in some lewd tone, but to be honest, I thought it was cute. And a few months ago, you graduated from college, and the law no longer had an effect on you. The only time I did anything more than cuddle with you was that night. It wasn't much, but I had to make sure nobody took you from me. That night, I waited until you were in a deep sleep. And then I rubbed my fur all over your sleeping body and hugged you and stroked your hair, whispered into your ear, and I even held your hand. No one bothered you, and I had all the time in the world. Fast forward to now, and I finally have you where I want you. Come with me. I've waited years to do this. Come on. Thank you. Get him. I don't want to be mean to you anymore. I've loved you for so long, and I've wanted this for longer. You have such beautiful eyes, and such soft skin. Don't move an inch. I just want to feel you. You look so surprised. Did you really not think this would happen? I love the way you tremble and sigh from my touch. You're so cute. Such a good boy. You love the feeling of my fur against your skin. And you seem so at peace. You've wanted to be held like this for a long time, haven't you? I've seen the way you lie down before I came to you while you were asleep. The way you hold on to that spare pillow. You've always wanted someone to share warmth with. Someone to last out the harshness of the world with. Someone to hold you. And kiss you. And tell you how much of a good boy you are. But you know what comes next, love. Don't worry. I wouldn't dare disturb the look of bliss on your face. I'll take the lead and be as gentle as I can. There we go. Lie on your back. Your arms are covered in goosebumps. Whimper for me. Let me get these clothes off. Feel my warm paws slowly moving down your chest and to your cock. You're so erect for me. It looks like it hurts. Let me help you. With my free hand, I'll stroke your hair. And the other one, I'll stroke your cock. Such a good boy. This is what you deserve. After all, you put up with my shit for most of your life. But I'll make it up to you. All of it. You're such a good boy. You deserve the best. I really do love you. And you're leaking pre-cum already. You must be pretty pent up. But I'm not surprised that I never saw you masturbate. Was that because you never started, or because you were worried about me seeing you? Such a gentleman, suffering at my expense. Let's fix that. That should be enough. I'm already soaked down there. The pre-cum was just extra. But in all honesty, it's pretty hard to skillfully jerk you off when you have paws like mine. All right. Let me take my clothes off next. That's so much better. I kind of see myself as the absolute equilibrium for a lot of monsters. I'm a cat girl that isn't submissive, and my breasts aren't large, but also not small, and I always make the first move. A wolf girl wouldn't be able to hold herself back for as long as I have. And a cat girl would have been a tsundere until you finally decided to pounce on her. Isn't this so much better than any other monster? I'm gonna put you in. Oh. Oh. You're inside of me. You know what that means? We're officially married. Are you excited? Because I am. I've known all of my life that I wanted this. You were the only crush I've ever had and the only one I ever needed. I'm trying really hard not to do the grin. I really don't want to ruin the moment. Okay. Let's get started. You fill me up so much. I've spent so much time around you that as I grew and developed physically, I grew to be the perfect match for you. I'm surprised you never noticed. My body was made to your exact preference, although I suppose you never had any control over your subconscious thoughts. No, silly, I didn't read your mind. I'm from Wonderland. This is my kind of thing. I should take you some time. You'll love it. Well, at least you'll learn. But don't worry. I'll be your guide. Let me speed up. Maybe we can raise a few Cheshire kids. And every night, I'll hold you up to me and stroke your back and kiss your head. And I'll treasure you like a dragon and hold you like a Lamia. You quite literally mean the whole fucking world to me. I wouldn't give up the time I spend with you for anything. You're my husband, and no one but me has the right to tease you. I love you so much. Oh, God, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you so much. I don't ever want to be separated from you. You're my husband, my one and only love. And the only thing that makes my world go around. From the first day we met, I knew this would happen and I wouldn't let anything stop it. I've loved you for so long and I wouldn't take any of it back. I want to spend every night with you in my arms. So come, come and make our marriage official. I love you. I love you. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Let me lie down next to you. And nuzzle up next to you, too. Oh, God, you're pressing against me. Wait. Are you crying? No. No, you were never alone, my love. I was always with you. I would have admitted my feelings if you told me about this sooner. Who planted these seeds of sadness in your head? Because I swear, I'll drag them to the Queen of Hearts myself. No, you don't have to stop crying. I won't tell you to hide your emotions. I won't make fun of this either. Because there's nothing funny about what you're feeling. Things are so much different around here. In Wonderland, things don't make sense, but in a way that does make sense. I hate the way that men out here are treated like machines and thrown to the dirt when considered defective. They practically work you to death, and watching you suffer through school was torture. It hurt me so much. I wish that I could have done this with you so much sooner, but the past is the past. We should focus on the present. Focus on my warm skin and my silky fur as I hold you. Good boy. Such a good boy. You're loved. You're special. and I will never let you go. I love you.